Besides workers being laid off in the restaurant and bar industry, musicians that play at those venues are also dealing with a huge loss of revenue. But as WRVO's Tom Magnarelli reports, local musicians, like others across the country, are getting creative with keeping the music going.
Jess Novak plays acoustic guitar, piano, electric violin, and sings vocals in Syracuse. She plays solo with her boyfriend and the Jess Novak Band. Last weekend alone, she had 6 shows lined up.
As soon as my show started dropping off last Friday, you know, by Sunday I had a virtual show and it did great.
I don't mean any disrespect.
Novak played a virtual show on Facebook Live and it got close to 3,000 views. She had links to her PayPal and website where viewers could tip or buy merchandise.
It wasn't just that people donated, it was that people participated and were interactive and shared it and, you know, shared news. Like, I had a friend who got engaged during the show.
Novak and several other local bands are hosting a virtual music festival on Saturday called A Day of Hope, which will be live streamed on their Facebook pages.
People need to maintain that social interaction and live music. There's something about that live aspect that is really important to keep people's spirits up as well.
There is a real fear, though, she says, that some bars might not reopen and some sponsors may pull out of events and festivals with large gatherings in the future. In Syracuse, Tom Magnarelli, WRVO News.